Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Raleigh, North Carolina is Jeff Williams. Jeff works as a corporate compliance director and came into the role fairly recently from accounting. And we're going to talk today about that experience. And since so many people are entering compliance from the accounting world, we thought it would be good to share. So first, Jeff, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
So what was your understanding of compliance as an accountant?
Yes, I came up through external financial statement audit, and my first exposure to any compliance function was when I was on a client that was going through a Department of Justice monitorship. The compliance director at the time was actually someone that had been moved into that role from the corporate accounting consolidation financial reporting team. So my first impression was that compliance required a working understanding of internal controls, accounting, risks related to cash management. And beyond that, this compliance guy needed to be able to talk to anybody, teach, build trust, and basically be a go-to resource within the company. So in short, it seemed like increasingly important work that was performed generally by those with law degrees, but not necessarily.
Okay. So with those expectations, obviously, you start in the role at day one or over the next few weeks and months. What were some of the surprises once you actually got into the job?
Sure. Well, being an audit staff or an accountant working in consolidations for a company, I wasn't necessarily anybody's favorite person. You know, as an auditor, a client may be a little annoyed when they have to deal with you or with me, but at least they kind of know what we're going to be asking about and what we're going to be looking at. As the compliance officer traveling around and making educational and relationship building site visits, I had not expected the level of fear among the ranks in anticipation of those visits. But after thinking about it, it kind of makes sense because it's the fear of the unknown. You know, with a financial audit, it may be a little uncomfortable for that person, and they might be a little on edge, but unless they really have something to hide, they're not generally fearful. But with compliance, people are wondering, well, why is he coming? What did we do wrong? Thinking that I'm showing up to catch people doing something, that I'm part of some sort of investigation. So what I've learned is that the most fundamental part of this job is just getting in front of people, showing yourself to be a human, explaining that in addition to this live training that we're going to do, I'm really there to listen and to support them. And so after we get past that hurdle and the unknown goes away, the fear goes away. And I do sort of say that, you know, if I was there to do some sort of investigation, you wouldn't really know about it ahead of time.
Actually, that's a good point is if compliance shows up on your door planned, you got nothing to worry about versus unexpected. That's great admonition. So what parts of your accounting expertise were particularly helpful, you know, when you assumed the compliance role? You know, obviously auditing and monitoring was hugely important.
Right. I mean, that would be sort of the first thing that I'd say is having a background in controls assessment, documentation, among other things, was helpful in being able to coordinate with internal audit on the compliance auditing. And so I can help provide leadership on the management response to any findings. But the consolidation and financial reporting role, you know, what we're doing is we're always looking for consistency in the application of accounting procedures, trying to monitor whether these subsidiary financials are accurate. And so in compliance, we're also concerned with the consistency in the application of policies. It's just different policies. And again, part of the financial reporting role was teaching local teams about both U.S. GAAP accounting, as well as the process and accounting systems and the controls and the mechanics. So we're simultaneously concerned with accounting theory and then needing all the reviews, sign-offs, and proper system approvals. I think the same is true for compliance in that we're simultaneously concerned with actual bribery law violations or code of conduct violations, as well as having the sign-offs and the policies and procedures in place. So in a way, I think it's kind of the same game.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a lot of overlap, and it's not for nothing that so many others, you know, have made the transition over from one to the other. Were there any parts of your accounting background that you felt like, you know, geez, I really need to leave that behind in this job? It's just going to get in the way and cause problems, or it's just not relevant anymore?
No, I didn't I didn't really feel like there was anything like that. I mean, what I had to leave behind, I guess, regrettably, was in accounting, socially, we had a close-knit team that was working together under the same roof for the same goal. And our corporate accounting team had a very familial atmosphere. And so that's something I wasn't looking forward to moving away from, because the team for compliance is more widespread geographically and functionally.
So it's a lonelier job then.
It can be a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's a smaller group, that's for sure. And then, as you mentioned, sometimes people get a little fearful when you show up in their door. Was there any advice you'd give to others in accounting who are thinking of becoming a compliance officer as the next step in their career?
Sure, I think that if you are an accountant who already has kind of a background in internal controls and financial reporting and accounting, I think if you're interested in the behavioral side of accounting, like the people side, I think that if you are pretty comfortable coordinating across multiple departments, certainly legal, HR, and internal audit are the big ones, but on any given day, it's IT, sales, operations, the C-suite, you name it. I think that if you're the kind of accountant who has an interdisciplinary view of things and a view of life, meaning you see things from a variety of perspectives, and if you like to teach, then I kind of think that you'd be at home in the compliance world.
That's good advice of, giving people a sense of, is this, not just right in terms of skills, but in terms of personality. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE, saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.